Pine Lab swings back to profit in its first post-listing results. Government drops mandatory Sanchar Sathi pre-installation. Meesho's Valmo edges past delivery in order volumes. Yogi's Semicon push highlights from UP Tech Summit. Ola hits brakes on food delivery once again.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, we are beginning with the quick news coming in. Pine Labs has reported a consolidated net profit of rupees 5.97 crores or around 6 crores for the July to September quarter of FY26. Now, this is a turnaround from about 32 crores of loss in the same quarter last year. And profit also ticked up from the previous quarter's rupees 5 crore. So revenue grew 18% year-on-year to nearly 650 crores, while expenses were up a little over 8%. Remember, these were the company's first results since listing and were posted after market hours today. All right, on to top stories. The government has officially dropped its plan to mandate pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi cybersecurity app on all new smartphones. The rollout was announced last week, but the backlash came almost immediately with concerns around privacy, transparency, and how the directive would interact with Apple's long-standing stance against mandatory system-level apps. Now, the government said the original idea was to give citizens an easy cyber safety tool, but with the app now seeing rapid adoption, the mandate is no longer needed, is what the government says. But according to fresh data, 1.4 crore users have already downloaded Sanchar Sathi and are generating info on about 2,000 fraud incidents each day. In one day alone, 6 lakh users registered to download the app. That looks like a tenfold spike. Now, smartphone makers were earlier given 3 months to pre-install the app on new devices, push it as a mandatory update to existing users. Now, Apple was expected to push back, similar to its earlier clash with DRAI over anti-spam app. But digital rights groups have also raised fears that the directive normalizes surveillance. Now, the government countered this, stating the app carries no privacy risks and is only designed to help users avoid cyber fraud. Moving on, if you thought Meesho's logistics arm Valmo only supported the parent platform, the numbers say otherwise. Let me give you what's happening here. Valmo has quietly overtaken Delhivery in parcel volumes. Filings show that Valmo delivered nearly 400 million orders in the second quarter of FY26, which is way ahead of Delhivery's 246 million express parcel shipments in the same period. Now, the previous quarter, too, Valmo's 295 million shipments exceeded Delhivery's 208 million. So Valmo now handles about 65% of Meesho's volumes, which is up from 50% earlier. Now, analysts say that Meesho's low-cost model works only if Valmo remains at the center of fulfillment. Otherwise, expenses are going to rise sharply and ultimately increasing price for consumers like you and me. But meanwhile, Meesho's IPO opened today and was subscribed twice on day one. The issue values the company at a little under $6 billion, but there is some behind-the-scenes chatter as well. In fact, sources told us that Meesho allocated about a quarter of the anchor book to a single investor, that's SBI Mutual Fund. And other mutual funds, including ICICI Prudential, were not thrilled because this is usually handled by merchant bankers rather than the company's management. So despite the pushback, SBI Mutual Fund has committed long-term support. All right, moving on, in Lucknow, the UP Tech Next Electronics and Semiconductor Summit, which happened yesterday, saw the state make a strong case for becoming a major stop on India's chip manufacturing map. Now, UP's IT and Electronics Minister Sunil Kumar Sharma said the HCL Foxconn semiconductor venture is expected to go live by 2027 or 2028, with land already allotted and the state putting in 60% capital support. He also added meant that the investor hesitation rooted in law and order worries is no longer a factor. Now, the center too is refreshing its semiconductor strategy. Meti Joint Secretary Sushil Pal said India Semiconductor Mission 2.0 will move from a fab first mindset to a full stack approach that covers design, modules, R&D, and multiple chip technologies. He underlined the mature nodes still dominate global volumes and cannot be ignored. Long-term support, not one-off incentive, is the goal here. But the recurring theme at the summit was all about talent. India has the workforce base, and industry bodies like IESA say they are already working with universities to revamp semiconductor education. Panelists, in fact, from Micron India, Analog Devices, and Keynes Semicon said India's advantage may ultimately come from design and engineering capability rather than just fabs. So UP may be making the loudest pitch right now, but the larger semiconductor story totally depends on whether the ecosystem can align skills, research, and startups into something scalable. All right, on to our last story. Ola Consumer has quietly paused its cloud kitchen business that's run under Ola Foods. The service has disappeared from the Ola app, if you've noticed, and is also not accepting orders on ONDC. In fact, people familiar with the matter told us that operations are temporarily halted while the company is reevaluating its plans there. So it is still unclear whether Ola intends to restart the service or exit food delivery altogether. Now, the move comes, remember, as Ola continues to restructure and narrow its focus. And in the last 2 years, the company has wound down several experiments, including used cars business through Ola Cars and quick commerce pilots as well through Ola Dash. Now, Ola's food delivery attempts, it goes back to 2015. Ola Foods was launched in 2019 as a cloud kitchen network with in-house brands. Then in 2023, Ola joined ONDC and expanded to 100 cities by the end of 2024. But volumes looks like it remained limited, and competition is also intense with Swiggy, Zomato, and a growing number of ONDC sellers. Remember, there's also pressure from new entrants like Rapido, which launched its only app, which is spelled as OWNLY, this August, although that service is still present only in select areas. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.